The Ways of Educating the Desires of the Lower Self, Part 2. A verse from the Quran reads, quote, "Nor do I absolve my own self of blame. The human soul is certainly prone to evil, unless my Lord do bestow his mercy, but surely my Lord is oft forgiving, most merciful." Surah Yusuf, 53, end quote. In the Quran, God relates that unless otherwise willed by God, the lower self definitely leads man to wickedness. This piece of information related in the Quran is extremely important for man's deliverance both in this world and the hereafter. God gives a very important secret to man. However, most of the people do not think deeply about this important information, they simply ignore it. Because the lower self does not want to see itself as wicked, it always wants to be complied, honored, trusted and be acted in accordance with its requirements. When the meaning of the verse is truly acknowledged, the person needs to accept that he should not trust his lower self. However, most people want to avoid this end. Yet this avoidance does not bring any good to anyone. On the contrary, the more the lower self calls him to wickedness, the more that person falls into its downward spiral. This is indeed a great secret Almighty God reveals to human beings. The human stands for his lower self to protect, glorify and justify himself, and hence to feel at ease about himself. However, in compliance with the never-changing laws of God, the person attains just an opposite result. Continuously displaying the attitude in favor with the lower self, always considering himself to be right and the other party false and always favoring the lower self in the face of Muslims' advices, the morality of the Quran and the good pleasure of God, it will always be the one that gets harmed. While he wants to be glorified, God always humiliates him, for he draws distant from God's good pleasure. The material and spiritual harm he faces becomes evident. While he is able to display a pure, normal intelligence, he reveals a wizened, complicated and a vague mind. His words become without wisdom, insincere and distant from moral perfection. His health deteriorates, because he is prone to temper, cussedness, rivalry and fight. His blood pressure and pulse increases, suffers from severe headache, stomach ache, fatigue and exhaustion. Because he severely contracts himself, his back and neck stiffens. Skin is damaged and visible contamination starts within the whole body. Compared with the times he displays moral perfection, he becomes impure, ugly and almost unrecognizable both in spiritual and bodily terms. The whole body cannot stand the wicked morals he displays and eventually crashes. The fact is, however, it is so easy for a Muslim not to experience such a mood. If he simply says himself, "Why should I struggle with all these hardship? What if I only give up advocating my lower self and abide by the commands of God, the Quran and believers?" He would see that this is much easier. God will give abundance, blessings, relief, joy and happiness to the sincere Muslims who think in this way. The real hardship is to protect the lower self and to clear and justify it under all circumstances. It is impossible for a moral behavior disliked by God to yield favorable results and bring peace and happiness to a person. A person who abandons his lower self will always attain a better situation by accepting every error he makes, open to all sorts of criticisms and suggestions. By God's leave, his life will become more comfortable. More importantly, the lower self will not distance him from God's good pleasure and no longer become a hurdle on the way to an infinite life in the hereafter.